good day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you're listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Mélanie Morin, Fire Information Officer for Société de Protection des Forêts contre les Feux, about the recent ban the group has implemented on open fires in various regions across the province, including the Eastern Townships. So Mélanie, please start off by telling us a little bit about your organization and what your mission is exactly.
So SEPFEU has the mandate to prevent, detect, and fight all forest fires throughout the province of Quebec.
So why did the group feel the need to implement this ban?
As of Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on our recommendation, the Ministère Forêt Fond Parc put into effect an open fire ban throughout the southern portion of Quebec, including Estrie, Montérégie, and the entire township area. All related to the dry spell that we are currently going through, the lack of precipitation, and all that because of the time of year where we are. There's very little greenery, everything is quite dry. Because of all the dry branches, the dry grass, that sort of thing, the fire danger is extreme at the moment.
Okay, and are there already fires breaking out in the province?
So we are at 172 fires for 2022. The 10-year average at the same date, so usually at this time of year, we're at 107 fires. So we can see there were about 70 fires over the average, and that really is all throughout the last few days. If we even look as of Saturday when we put in the fire ban, we're at 99 new fires from Saturday on. So it really has been a busy week despite having a fire ban in place.
Oh, wow. And does your group expect things to improve from here? Or it seems like we're not even entering the summer season yet. So this is quite shocking.
We're taking it one day at a time. The dry spell won't last forever. They have announced that there shouldn't be any rain till at some point on the weekend. So yes, we still have several more critical days to get through. Once it rains, things can change pretty quickly at this time of year. As I mentioned, it really is related to spring conditions, having no green up yet in many areas. So dry grass, dry fields, the small vegetation, you know, dead leaves, not very many leaves in the trees, all that after a bit of sun, a bit of wind, very low relative humidity, which is very dry out right now, all that becomes fine fuels, vegetation that's on the ground that burns very quickly. If we get a bit of rain, a week may change things, so we can't really declare what kind of summer we're going to have yet.
Okay, and I wanted to ask you as well, what is meant by open fire exactly? Can you just pinpoint this for our listeners?
So any open-air fire is a fire that has sparks that are as open in the air. And any classic campfire, any burning of brush or rubbish, any use of fireworks, lanterns, that sort of thing. What is not considered an open air fire is a fire that is fed by propane. So again, if we're using a propane fed fire pit, or if we're making our fire within a fireplace that is completely enclosed with metal and a spark arrestor, which is, you know, kind of like the metal grating that we kind of see in, we see those types of fireplaces in hardware stores. If your fire is completely closed with that type of grating, then it's not considered an open air fire. However, we always recommend that people verify with their municipality or township because they may have special rules in place that go beyond what we have recommended.
Okay, that was actually my next question for you was, if citizens do want to have a fire outside, how can they go about doing that safely?
Exactly, as I mentioned. So using any propane-fed fireplace is much safer to do so. And using foyer par étincelle, a spark arrestor fireplace, then that is completely, it is permitted within the restriction that we have. But again, it all depends on where you place it. So please do not place this anywhere near tall vegetation, near trees in the forest. If we use these types of apparatus, it still needs to be in an open area on either a gravel or cement footing.
Okay. And I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Mélanie, about the ban or about what is currently taking place in the province that you think would be important for people to know.
We're just reiterating that we really would like people to follow the ban, not do any burnings, any brushed piles, like, you know, trying to clean out for the cottage or at home or that sort of thing. As I mentioned, 99 new fires since the ban has been put into place, so we're really asking for people's cooperation.
Okay, and if people want information as well and to keep up to date with the ban and the changes that come with it, should people refer to your website, and or how can people go about this, so that they stay up to date and informed about what's going on?
Absolutely. Best source of information, our website, sopfer.qc.ca, has a both English and French version. Great interactive map where you can find out where the bans are, what the fire danger is, and where the current fires and activity are located. We're also across all social media platforms, and we also have a free app.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Melly. I really appreciate you providing that information.
Thank you.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.